Now, we're talking about winter. Winter tends to lead itself to indoor activities and delving into soups and comfort food. But Dr. Tim Lynch, Senior Lecturer at Monash University Faculty of Education, is with us today to tell us to go jump in the pool. Good morning, Dr. Lynch.
Good morning, Deborah.
In winter, we don't feel like swimming, do we? Because we have to, you know, take our clothes off and, you know, especially children. Yeah. But why is it good, especially for children, to go and jump in a pool?
Yeah, that's right. It's something that we relate to summer activities, swimming, which often it is in Australia. But in the cooler months now, with the modern indoor facilities at, for example, Peninsula Aquatic and Recreation Centre Park and other recreation centres, the facilities have got so good with the modern indoor swimming facilities that it's something that now the kids can go and adults can go and just continue swimming throughout winter and throughout the colder, cooler seasons.
I've been down to park and it's quite remarkable. There's something there for everybody. So even mums and dads and aunties and uncles and grandparents can jump in with the children and they can have swimming lessons and everything like that. But there's also a group called the Brighton Icebergers that swim year-round in the bay in temperatures about 7 degrees in winter. And they believe that that wards off colds, flus and sicknesses. Now, this is true, isn't it?
Well, at the park indoor centre, we've got there's heated water there and it's warm inside the stadium, so it's not really working on the coolness of 7 degrees and so forth that such clubs and groups would be swimming in the cooler ocean for. And having that moderate temperature like it is in summer enables the kids to feel comfortable, to continue their lessons, just so they're not having that break. I've got an education background, as you mentioned in the introduction, and also as a parent, it just enables the kids to have those regular lessons. They're not having a break, like we wouldn't stop having maths or literacy at school during the winter season. So the same concept where they can just practice in comfort, have the qualified instructors and have that developmentally appropriate and quality program so they can continue to enjoy and develop to the best they can.
It's about 26 to 30 degrees. It's almost like bathwater down there.
Yeah.
And it's really warm inside, so you just feel like you just want to actually jump in the water and have a bit of fun too. But parents have a tendency to take children out of swimming lessons in fear that they're actually going to get sick. But we want to reiterate the fact that swimming during the winter is beneficial to the child's health and going down to park, and it's on our own back doorsteps.
Yeah.
It's silly not to use a facility like that, and not only the swimming, adults can have fun too. There's the gym upstairs and, you know, areas where you can relax. So it's a good all-round place to visit, isn't it, Tim?
That's right. And when they pay for lessons at park and at other recreational centres too, it covers the lesson, and so you're getting your money's worth in the lesson itself. But then you can also revisit the adults, the children can come back during the week and can use the facilities such as the water slides and or the Olympic-sized swimming pool or water play areas, and they can use these facilities to just reinforce and build up that confidence and to have fun during the week. So you really do get your money's worth.
Yes, and Laurie Lawrence, he has that Kids Alive Do the 5 Water Safety Program, and said that swimming is healthy all year round, and that is what would happen down at park as well, swimming through the winter. It's a great idea. Just give them a call, I think, is what you would do, or even go to their website, PARC, and that's parcswim.com.au, or give them a call. It's only a couple of years old, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it's not very old. Yeah, and that's right. It's about the kids just getting that strong foundation and from an early age, and all kids having that opportunity. And it's also for schools to realise they don't have to go swimming in just term one and term four like it's been traditionally done. They can go all year round to be flexible to fit that into their program too. So there's many benefits, and they have got a great website, and you can see all the pictures of the facilities and water slides and so forth that they've got there. Also a hydrotherapy pool for the young ones. So from six, kids can start swimming from 6 months to 3 years. And that's the pool they use, so it's nice and warm and the kids aren't getting cold like we might remember as when we were in our youth, sometimes having swimming lessons where you were shivering and it was quite cool.
I know,
and
in September they'd fill the pool up where I came from, and it really can put you off actually swimming, can't it?
Yeah, that's right. So it's a very positive introduction to water, to physical activities, and starting from that young age, so you can continue to enjoy all the joy you can have from water activities throughout your life. And living in Australia, and especially being close to the coast, you can really be confident and enjoy all those activities.
And you can become involved in any of the life-saving clubs around the peninsula and the bay, and it's a great thing to get yourself involved in the community. And it can all start down at park. When you're 6 months old, get your mums and dads down there and to help your kids along.
It's great for mums and dads too. It's also a social aspect where you can meet other parents, and you might make new friends, or children meet friends, and just sharing things about parenting and bouncing ideas off each other. So it's got not just the physical swimming benefits, but all health dimensions, emotional for the kids and social for the parents and kids. There's many different benefits there just from that, from getting your kids involved.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Tim Lynch. He's the senior lecturer at Monash University Faculty of Education. To tell us today to go jump in the pool. It doesn't matter what age you are. Thank you for joining me on the breakfast table this morning, and love your work.
Thanks, Deborah.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Pleasure. Bye. Yeah, so that's really good advice there, I think, by Dr. Tim Lynch. Don't be afraid of stripping off. I know it's a bit chilly this morning, but isn't it a fantastic way to start your day if you can actually get down and have a bit of a swim in the pool? It's good for exercise and it gets the whole family involved.